Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in music history. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lyman was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. The second place Wolves are home this Sunday. Meet your favorite superhero characters and mascots. The first 1,500 kids get a cape courtesy of the Village of Rosemont. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
He's recovering fast from his injury, and I thought he played solid, you know. So, again, he's part of the big equation that we have right now.
That's Bears GM Ryan Pace talking about quarterback Brian Hoyer, part of the big equation they have here this offseason at the quarterback position. More Bears talk on the Score tonight. Bears All Access starts at 6. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they go for 5 in a row, and they host Pittsburgh tonight. Scott Darling starts in net. My surprise performer of the night will be Sidney Crosby. I'll be shocked if he scores a goal. Puck drops at 7. Johnny Oduya will not play tonight. The Blackhawks earlier acquired left winger Kenton Helgeson and a 7th-round pick in 2019 from the Anaheim Ducks. Spencer Abbott and Sam Carrick were traded back to Anaheim. I looked up Kenton Helgeson's stats. There are none for the NHL. NBA, the Bulls, they get a day off today before hosting Golden State tomorrow. Kevin Durant is out at least 4 weeks with a sprained MCL and a bone bruise on his knee. Reports have the Warriors signing forward Matt Barnes for the remainder of the season. And the 76ers' Joel Embiid is out for the rest of the year with a left meniscus tear. A few games of interest in the NBA this evening. Washington plays at Toronto. The Cavs travel to Boston. Pacers visit the Spurs, and the Clippers host the Rockets. The Bulls are back to the seventh spot in the East, a game behind Indiana. NFL News, Adam Schefter reporting the Patriots are not expected to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. Also, the Steelers and James Harrison have reached an agreement on a two-year, $3.5 million deal. Major League Baseball, the Cubs and Royals out in Surprise, Arizona. The Cubs lead 4-1 in the seventh on two unearned runs and also a bases-loaded walk. Eddie Butler gave up a leadoff homer. Jorge Soler is hitless. It's a great trade for the Cubs. The White Sox, they trail the Diamondbacks 2-1 in the sixth. Nicky Delmonico might pick the click along with Hawk. He had a home run today. James Shields, he went two, gave up one on two hits and struck out two. And Todd Harrelson took BP today and grounders, said he's feeling good. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. And breaking news on the score, like that Hawks trade, is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit Rosen Hyundai. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Mixon's gonna keep it on a fake reverse.
Well, I'm here for a situation that occurred about 2.5 years ago. Basically, I'm just here, you know, to basically apologize to Miss Molitor. I let a lot of people down. Apologize to my mother. You know, it's never, never, never okay to, you know, retaliate and hit a woman, you know, the way I did. And, you know, like I said, I'm here to apologize to everybody who was affected.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That's Joe Mixon. You can figure out your level of belief in his contrition, but the point is, whatever you think, he was not invited to the NFL scouting combine that is currently going on in Indianapolis. And a guy who wrote about that joins us now on The Score, Mike Tanier, who is on Twitter at Mike Tanier, is a Bleacher Report columnist and now on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run Inn Pizza tonight. Hi again, Mike.
Hey, it's been a whirlwind here at the NFL Combine. I don't think anything actually happened, but we spent a whole day talking about it.
Yeah, really. We talked to our guy, Zach Zabin, earlier, and he had nothing for us, really, other than Thomas Dimitrov's hair looks really good.
Oh, his hair always looks amazing. It's like that old song, Werewolves of London. I saw him having a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
All right, about Joe Mixon, you wrote about him. Bigger disservice, the NFL, him, what's happening here with this combine ban, and do you think we're going to see more of this going forward?
I think we will. I mean, it's a bad policy, and, you know, it's not a bad policy because I think Joe Mixon is like some saint or anything else like that. It's a bad policy because it's kind of all over the place. You know, Bob Quinn of the Lions spoke today, and he said, you know, this isn't fair to him. It isn't fair to Joe Mixon, and it's not good for teams who are trying to do, you know, what they call their due diligence, where they're trying to find out more about this guy, and they want to bring him in for interviews. And I don't think it's good for the process of domestic violence or violent crimes that these guys don't go out there and give us 15 minutes in front of the video, in front of the reporters. Well, we can grill them a little bit and get them to talk about it a little more and raise awareness of what they did and whether, you know, obviously they're going to say they're sorry, but maybe they'll put some detail and shed some light on you know, the whole process of getting involved in this kind of trouble. So on the one hand, you know, it's bad on that end. The other thing is, you know, not everybody's Joe Mixon. And there are guys out there who, A, might not have done as much and still be, like, banned from the combine, and B, might have done things like that but have more to say than Mixon said, oh, I'm sorry, and oh, I let my program down. But might want to say, I want to talk about the therapy process. I want to talk about making amends. I want to say what I want to do in the future to help victims. Those guys, I think that message should be heard. We're never going to get to hear it as long as this combine ban keeps happening.
You know, we were talking yesterday about how the decision probably happened, and I was trying to put myself in the role of NFL PR slash marketing person. And I can understand why the attitude might be, you know what, we don't want those headlines. We don't want our annual meat market, our trade fair.
The video
to be overshadowed here to run the video. And I guarantee you,
Mike, that the NFL said, look, people might beat us up for doing this, but there's still more upside than downside, and we can deal with a column ripping us if we don't have some of the negative optics involved and have this dominating conversations and everybody's hot take on that. Let's just get through it and make it a non-issue. So business-wise, it might not be necessarily the right thing to do, but it would really take a strong stance from the football people of the NFL to say, or the teams themselves to lobby for it and say, coaches want it, GMs want it, the teams really want it. I just don't think that pushback came hard enough.
Yeah, I don't think it did. I think the whole thing blindsided some people. But yeah, the NFL gets to put a policy in place that makes them look tough. Hey, we're punishing these guys for not doing this. They can't come to our combine. Then they get during this week, there's not going to be a big press conference. You know, that press conference would dominate the cycle. ESPN would break for it. NFL.com would break for it. There'd be 1,000 columns written about it. Now that doesn't really happen. So they get all that. When Joe Mixon gets drafted, and he will get drafted probably in the second or third round of the NFL draft, it then becomes the team's problem to deal with the fallout. It's not really the NFL's problem. So from that front office standpoint, it's like win, win, win. All they do is win, win, win in the NFL, and everyone else has to deal with the fallout. The problem is, I think we can see it's very superficial. It's a very window dressing approach to trying to solve this problem. It doesn't really solve anything. I guarantee you there's no kid who has a couple drinks in them and starts getting violent going to think, I might not get allowed in the combine next year. That's not how the brain operates, you know, when you get in those situations. So the NFL gets to do something that looks good, but I don't think necessarily really is good.
All right, a part of the NFL offseason is the combine and also old guys going to new places. Darrell Revis and Tony Romo, you wrote about those guys. What are the storylines intrigue you right now?
Well, you guys, a couple of them, some of these things have already played out. Like Darrell Revis, I said he was going to get cut by the Jets. The Jets were going to eat some cap space, whatever comes from, you know, his incident, whatever. Maybe they don't eat the cap space there. I like to joke that there's a lot of guys right now that you can go and you can get, and they can go win you Super Bowl 45. Now, the problem, of course, is we're up to Super Bowl 51, 52 right now, so going to win Super Bowl 45 is not what you want to do. But that's what a lot of Adrian Peterson, Darrell Revis, Tony Romo, to a lesser extent, guys like Jamal Charles, we will generate a lot of talk, a lot of things about these guys. They are, at best, stopgap solutions, guys who might have a year left, guys that might help you. I don't think Darrell Revis can really help anybody right now, to be perfectly honest. And they're guys that are, they're going to get a lot of attention, but they might not be the football players we think they are. And the smart teams will kick the tires on them, but then they will look elsewhere. They'll look for cheaper alternatives, younger alternatives, alternatives through the draft and spending a lot of money to acquire a big name.
Anybody there talking about the USA Today story that broke last night that's being followed up on about how the league and the Players Association, current players, former players, all talking about relaxing some of these draconian anti-touchdown celebration rules?
A little bit was talked about, a little bit of some of the guys who are on the competition committee. Not a lot of news about that. I think it's something that's going to come out probably in the next round of meetings. I'm all for it. I think that has gotten out of control. I think it became way too much a point of emphasis. And I think they need some younger, smarter people in those rooms when they talk about it. You don't want these decisions being made by a bunch of 60-some-year-old dudes, because you know how 60-some-year-old dudes are. It's like, get off my lawn, get out of my end zone. And I think if they do that, I think it'll let some air into the league. I think they've also noticed young fans who you're trying to attract like the celebrations. They like watching the highlight of the celebration as much as the touchdown itself on Twitter. So why are you limiting that when it's an entry point for some fans? And I think that they will relax that to some degree.
Who are some of the guys that people are looking forward to working out? I know the talk of the day was the fact that Leonard Fournette weighed in at 240, but is anybody talking about Obi Melifonwu? Like who? Cooper Kupp? Like who are some of the guys that are ringing bells right now before you throw them in those tight pants and have them run up and down?
You know what? Absolutely no one. Because here's what goes on that floor. The coaches are coming, are running in after a bunch of meetings with their assistants and stuff like that and talking to us. We go from coach to coach to coach. We barely get news of those weigh-ins as we come in. So yeah, Fournette coming in at 240 and stuff like that. A couple of those came across. But you barely have time to ask a coach about what just happened with a weigh-in there. I think I heard one question about Fournette along the way. We come out, we play catch-up because we're going from guy to guy. both trying to get some information on what's going on in their rosters and getting some information about the thought process about the draft in general, not necessarily these specific guys that we're going to spend weeks scrutinizing up and down with all their measurables.
Do you think there's any possibility that the Bears could find a trade partner for Jay Cutler, or is there such an awareness that they would likely waive him that there's no reason for a team to surrender an asset?
Nobody's going to surrender anything. Are you going to talk about seventh-round pick in 2019 or something like that? Because everybody's looking at the same thing. The NFL knows that the team has been slowly moving on from Cutler, waiting for the salary situation to get right to release him. So you're not going to get any kind of real value for him in a trade. The other thing you have to look at is there are other veteran quarterbacks out there. So even a team that might say, oh, we want a veteran of his point, as long as Tony Romo's running around out there, Ryan Fitz is out there, guys like that, they're going to be on that list as well, and it's just going to limit the trade possibilities.
What are people saying nationally about the Bears? Of course, the Jay Cutler stuff is getting ready to pass, but John Fox, we're going into year three now, and usually he has teams turning in the other direction after year two or at year two. What's the scuttlebutt about the Bears nationally?
A lot of what's talked about is the fact that you guys did have a very good draft class there. People know about Jordan, not just Jordan Howard, but they know about a lot of the young players that have been coming through there. And what that means is when we talk about the rookie quarterbacks coming out, a lot of us will say, boy, if some rookie quarterback goes to the Browns, he will get destroyed his first year. And if some rookie quarterback goes to the 49ers, while Kyle Shanahan would be really good for him, he'll have nobody to throw to and almost nobody to block, and it's going to be a mess. That's not what's said about the Bears. You say if you land on the Bears, young talent is there, infrastructure is there, and that young quarterback, whether it's a Deshaun Watson, a Trubisky, you know, Pat Mahomes gets a lot of attention nowadays, could come into a system that has enough in place to kind of give him a soft landing to learn and be a day one starter. So that's intriguing, because that's a team that can say, we could put this guy in, have him be effective right away, not playoff effective, but not to get sacked 70 times. And I think that's a good place for a team that's picking third at a season like the Bears had, to at least be able to say there's young guys here and a sign that we're heading in the right direction.
So I'm still waiting for one of my favorite things at the Combine every year. It's the guy who misses a meeting. And, you know, boy, if you're around coaches and you miss a meeting, you might as well have gone on a multi-state killing spree, because that shows that you don't
care about football.
You're not footbally enough for the football-y people, and you aren't responsible. And, boy, that always ends up being some sort of international war crime.
It's crazy, and you know the guys like Jim Harbaugh would lose his mind over that, and you know Tom Coughlin would cross him off every list in the world. And the devil's advocate for that is, this is what you are here for here. And you know, even to say something, okay, somebody had a minor incident, maybe not a mixed incident, but I had it on a Saturday night somewhere along the way. Okay, well, yeah, kids will be kids. You are here for the biggest job interview of your life, and you can't make things on time. That is a kind of significant red flag. What are you doing here in downtown Indianapolis, where even if you walk into a bar, it's going to be filled with coaches and reporters? They're going to know who you are. You can't do that. What are you doing that you're late for these meetings? So I don't want to, like, crucify these kids either, but I think it is a legitimate red flag to be scared to say, this kid couldn't even show up for his meeting on time.
What's the most unnecessary drill at the scouting combine?
Well, linemen doing the 40-yard dash is ridiculous. And I'll go Wunderlich. I think Wunderlich is a ridiculous test. I was a former teacher, and I have a background in standardized testing. So I know about those pencil and paper, number two pencil tests. Most of them are ridiculous. Wunderlich is the ridiculous of the ridiculous. It's supposed to be confidential when we get word about it. Everything about it is terrible. That should be scrapped. These guys have plenty of opportunities to see how bright these young men are. They should use those and not use some 50-year-old standardized test from back in the days of Mad Men.
Mike, that was awesome. We appreciate your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure, guys. Take care now.
Mike Tanier at Bleacher Report writes on the NFL. Bottom of the hour, Ron Darling will talk some baseball with us. If you really look at that Mets starting rotation, and you think about what that could be, if it lines up against you in a given series, that's not fun.
Yeah, I was watching that Boston rotation. They got six guys. They're going to talk about Drew Pomerantz maybe in the bullpen because they got so many guys. So, yeah, there's some rotations
Sale
there.
Sale and Price.
Yeah. Porcello.
Yeah, hello.
So we'll talk to Ron Darling about that at the bottom of the hour. Your phone calls as well, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. The Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Sunday, starting at 1:55, the world champion Chicago Cubs are back on the score for more spring training action.
Baez will
backhand slide, throws, gets him. A one-bounce throw from Baez. What a play.
It's Cubs and Rangers, live from Arizona, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Can't somebody just let the Knicks die in peace? The Eastern Conference bottom feeder just said goodbye to $72 million man Joakim Noah. He was shut down for knee surgery after playing just 46 games and averaging only 5 points per game. Not quite the return on the investment that the Knicks were looking for, and another black eye for Phillip and his rebuild on the fly plan. And Phillip is back to being Phillip, jamming the triangle offense down his coach and his team's throat. But that's why they pay Phil the big bucks. Not to address the media, who he's still not talking to, but to continue to force a system down the throats of a team and a coaching staff that wants nothing to do with the triangle. And if there's one skill that Dolan has developed over the years, it's burning money on bad contracts. Getting him out of the building is the best money that you could spend, Jim. I'm Jim Rome.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Who get it done?
Hey, right now you can... Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. It's Matt Abaticola. And no, who are you?
That's okay.
Who are you?
I'm just over here.
Who are you?
I'm
sorry.
I'm Dan Bernstein, I thought.
I'm just really... Well, you still are. I'm just really excited about the semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm. I just can't get enough time talking about it. That's all.
All right, well, you should be, because it's so big, it only happens twice a year. We're talking about store-wide savings of up to $500 on top name brands and interest-free sleeping until 2021.
You know, you can save a lot of money on all their great brands, including some Sealy Queen sets, Dan, for as low as $299.99. For a limited time, you can purchase select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Serta, Serta Smart React, and Stearns & Foster mattress sets, and get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash good towards free gifts, like a free luxury pillow, free mattress protector, or free mattress frame.
Don't worry about delivery either, because it's even better than you think. There's literally a red carpet that they roll out and they put on their little blue booties so they don't track anything into your home. Your old mattress is gone. Your new mattress is there. They won't go until you know how to operate your new adjustable base. And the best part is the guarantee about delivery time, that it's a designated delivery window, and if it's not delivered within the time they say, your delivery's free.
And what's great about Mattress Firm, and Dan can attest to this as well, they're not trying to sell you a mattress that they want to push out the door. They literally talk to you. They make you lay down on some mattresses. They want to find out what you like the best, because the sleep experts want you to pick out. They want you to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style.
Right now, go to Mattress Firm because of the convenience, because the ubiquity of Mattress Firm outlets. Wherever you go, wherever you are, if you're in your car right now, you look left, you look right, you're going to see a Mattress Firm. But keep your eyes on the road.
That's Mattress Firm. That's good advice, Dan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because, you know, there's a chance you could drive right into a Mattress Firm. Well, that's not good.
And you know what? And if you do, the sleep expert, by the time you leave, will have the perfect mattress for you.
And they'll put it right on top of your car, mm-hmm. and you can drive away.
Yep.
So go to mattressfirm.com, find the location nearest you, because there certainly is one or several near you. Get in there and let the sleep experts help you out. They'll walk you through their process to find that mattress you're looking for. It's the semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep.
This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London. This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big savings. Shop now and get up to 35% off appliance special buys, like a GE top load washer and matching dryer. At just $398 each, you save $200 on the pair. Shop the best appliance savings of the season. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Gas dryer extra, U.S. only, while supplies last. See store for details.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. Looking forward to a conversation with Ron Darling, not only about Mets pitching and things, but pitching around Major League Baseball as we're
World sharpening. Baseball Classic.
Yeah, World Baseball Classic. Yeah.
You know, I did what I always forget it's Ash Wednesday. And I always will. I'll see a couple people like, wait, what's. Oh, yeah.
With the
ashes. And then I. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about glitter ashes?
No.
Apparently, some LGBT-friendly Catholic churches are mixing purple glitter into the ash to do a particularly a statement making smudge of ash. Yes.
Is that what the LGBTQ community is asking for?
I
are they forcing it on them? Like, all right, now what we're gonna do is we're gonna jazz up this. We're gonna jazz up this ash for you because we know regular ash isn't what you want.
Gay guys over here.
Is that what? Do they have a meeting? They're like, you know what we really need?
I think there's an association of some of the more progressive Catholic churches that decided it was a way of showing support.
Right.
It's a great question though because you might just be like,
you're forcing it. Like,
I don't need my ash bedazzled.
Right. I'm good with the regular ash.
Yeah, exactly. I picked my spots. I don't need to conflate this. Yeah,
me and Kenny are going to go to Trader Joe's. We'll be fine if we get the regular ash. Yeah. Thank you.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The second place Wolves are home this Sunday. Meet your favorite superhero characters and mascots. The first 1,500 kids get a cape courtesy of the Village of Rosemont. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I don't think there's any position room that's more important than the quarterback room and who you have in there and how those guys work together. So, like, we do in our minds have an ideal mix of how you want that room to kind of come together.
That's Bears GM Ryan Pace talking about the quarterback position and how they'll address it this offseason. More Bears talk tonight on The Score starting at 6 with Bears All Access. In hockey, the Blackhawks go for 5 in a row. They host Pittsburgh tonight. Scott Darling starts in nets. Puck drops at 7. Johnny Oduya will not play. The Blackhawks earlier today acquired left winger Kenton Helgeson and a 7th-round pick in 2019 from the Ducks. They sent Spencer Abbott and Sam Carrick to Anaheim. NBA, the Bulls get a day off today after they'll host Golden State tomorrow. Kevin Durant is out at least 4 weeks with a sprained MCL and a bone bruise on his knee. Reports have the Warriors signing forward Matt Barnes for the remainder of the season. 76ers Joel Embiid is out for the rest of the year with a left meniscus tear. Tonight in the NBA, Washington plays at Toronto. The Cavs travel to Boston. The Pacers visit the Spurs, and the Clippers host the Rockets. The Bulls are back to the 7th spot in the East, a game behind Indiana. NFL News, Adam Schefter is reporting the Patriots are not expected to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. The Steelers and James Harrison have reached an agreement on a 2-year, $3.5 million deal. Spring training, Cubs and Royals in Surprise, Arizona. Cubs lead 4-1 in the 9th on 2 unearned runs and a bases-loaded walk. Eddie Butler gave up a leadoff homer in his start. The White Sox trail the Diamondbacks 2-1 in the 7th. Nicky Delmonico with a home run. James Shields started. He went 2, gave up 1 on 2 hits and struck out 2. And Todd Harrelson took BP and grounders today. Said he's feeling really good. Stay on top of all your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with 2 wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy 2 egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for $1 more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Ron Darling, a 15-game winner during the year, is 1-1 in the World Series. He was 1-0 in the playoffs, and as you might remember, in the series, he has not allowed an earned run to Boston in 14 consecutive innings. Standing in the way is Marty Barrett. Got it! The 1986 World Champion New York Mets.
He was a part of it, Ron Darling of MLB Network on MLB Tonight. You can watch that at 6 p.m. Central Time. He will be part of MLB Network's exclusive coverage of the World Baseball Classic starting this Monday. He does studio work and game analysis for Mets games as well, and he's with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. So, Ron, just off the air, we were talking, and I was looking at baseball reference here, and realizing that your number 5 all-time statistical comp is James Shields, and we were having a only partly tongue-in-cheek debate as to whether or not a 56-year-old Ron Darling could be equally as
without
effective
question.
As James Shields right
without
now.
Without question. He'd get through the 4th inning at least.
Oh, that's funny. Well, at least he had a couple effective innings today. One, thanks, guys, for taking me back 30 years to a nice highlight there. And, boy, you guys had a great summer, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
man.
Pretty fun.
It's still
a lot
going.
Of fun around here.
It never stopped. I mean, spring training has started, and the party's still going on in Mesa.
And the questions about Game 7 of Joe Maddon are still happening, too.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, game six, what happened with Aroldis Chapman, and then you throw him out there in game seven. And, you know, Joe's sticking to it that everything's fine because they won the World Series. But at this point, I'm of the thought process that, yeah, I think he knows he messed up, and I think he knows his team bailed him out, and you won a World Series.
You know, what happens sometimes, I don't think people really realize this, but, you know, we always look at the athletes and say, boy, the game speeds up on them. They occasionally make some wrong decisions in real pressure situations. It's only natural that it would happen to managers also, don't you think? And that things would move a little too quickly and you don't have enough time to make maybe the decision that is the prudent one. And, but, you know, everyone has their different confidence level. Mm-hmm. And I know Joe has his.
Yeah, Theo brought up the fact that Joe has blown 6- and 7-run leads in the playoffs before to his Boston Red Sox. So maybe that was in his mind. Maybe Theo is bailing out his guy, a little bit of both.
And we were talking yesterday with Molly Knight, trying to get a preview of the Dodgers as we start to size up some of these Cubs rivals, trying to keep them from repeating. But, man, I'll tell you, if the Mets staff that we've never gotten to see, that we've never seen it together roll together as a group, it's terrifying when you think about what it could be if they're able to overcome the probability of some injury.
Well, you know, if the adage is that good pitching beats good hitting, they're in a good place. Health is a big issue. But when I look at the Mets team in relation to the Cubs, you know, the Cubs are the model of what you're trying to be and who you're trying to beat. The Mets are a good team right now because they re-signed Cespedes. So they're a solid team. I think that if they get some production from Conforto and Darnot, two young players that, you know, this seems to be the way that the game's going with the Red Sox and the Cubs of having everyday players that are young, you know, 25 or younger, then they're in better shape. But if they get 30 starts from Mats and Harvey and DeGrom and Syndergaard, then they have a real chance to be a special team. And that's a lot of ifs. But at least they have, you know, the core of talent there. It's just what they get on the field.
You mentioned those young players. I want to talk to you about the lineup and the potential for the lineup. Mets had a lot of home runs last year, but they do have a lot of boomer bust guys. Do they have enough variance in that offense? They hit a lot of home runs, but they didn't score a lot of runs. You got old guys like Neil, not old guys, but guys like Neil Walker and Lucas Duda and Curtis Granderson, guys who have potentials to have big innings or guys who can get shut out.
Hey, I'll say it. They are old guys. They're guys who really have a big swing. Curtis Granderson is another one. Jay Bruce has a lot of experience, although he's not that old. But they really are kind of hit-or-miss kind of hitters. And that's why I think that Michael Conforto and Travis Darnot are guys that could hit maybe 280-plus in the major leagues. And that would really help get some people on base in front of these power hitters. But I think they're going to be a team that is going to survive on whether they get you know, some great starting pitching. And you know, the Cubs had everything last year when you watched them: the ability to score runs, to manufacture runs, to catch the baseball. But they wouldn't have been as good as they were unless every single day they had a good pitcher going out there.
Pitchers like to pound the bottom of that strike zone too, and now we're hearing all sorts of things from baseball officials about maybe trying to cut down on the strikeouts a little bit by changing the way that area of the zone is defined. What's funny is they're also concurrently trying to tighten up games as far as overall game time, and I'm thinking, all right, well, you're going to end up with some more walks in there, and you're going to fundamentally alter the way some of these teams are constructed, because high strikeout pitchers, you hear scouts talk about a guy who can miss bats. If a ball's not in play, you know, there's no chance for it to be a hit. So I just wonder what a change like that on behalf of baseball would do to some of the best laid multi-year plans of some of these organizations.
Yeah, you make a great point. Is that I think baseball is in this mode right now to kind of legislate itself bad things that are in the sport. I mean, we can all agree that, you know, things aren't happening in the sport. There's a lot of strikeouts, you know, not a lot of action. So they're trying to, you know, make some rules that help that. You know, it Sounds like a good idea. The issue is that, you know, baseball changes on a dime, and what's really fashionable 2-3 years ago, you know, the power hitters, is not as fashionable now. Versatility is very fashionable, and I do think though that the umpires have started to call that strike right below the knee pretty consistently, and I think if they were to call it on the knee or the hollow of the knee, I don't think many pitchers would have an issue. But you know, the arms in the game today are better than I've ever seen them in my my years on the planet. So I don't think there's a lot of rules you're going to make that are going to give these guys the ability to put the ball in play. The one thing the offenses could do is that, and it's probably in college where these players are next, is that they could hit the ball the other way. The left-handed hitters could take advantage of the shifting that is done defensively by a lot of these teams. I think we're going to see more and more players coming from college who are able to exploit that, or at least not be shifted when they come to the plate.
You know, the White Sox have done a terrific job over the last couple of decades at keeping pitchers healthy. I believe they've lost the least amount of man games to the DL as anybody in the American League, if not all of Major League Baseball. And there's been a lot of technological advances since you've pitched in the major leagues. What have you seen in terms of keeping young players' arms healthy well into their careers? You know, you got Jeff Passan's book, The Arm, and it's an imperfect science. And, you know, sometimes you feel like you only got a certain amount of bullets in every arm. But what have you seen in terms of, you know, the preservation of some of these young arms, especially with everyone throwing 94, 95 miles an hour, and not only out of the bullpen, but for seven innings at a time now?
You know, when I played, and I'm not saying it's better, it wasn't, there's better arms now, but when I played, we threw every day. And guys throw today, but most of their throwing is competitive. And competitive throwing is always going to lead to more strain on, you know, all your body parts. So that only makes sense, right? I think that you mentioned the White Sox. You know, I think having an old-timer, and hopefully he doesn't mind this, and Don Cooper, and a guy who's been around for a long time, cannot hurt. You know, he's the guy that kind of directs organizationally what they do in the minor leagues. He directs what they do in the major leagues. And I'm sure that a lot of the things that are fashionable now, he's been able to tweak them with some of the great knowledge he has from the past to keep them healthy. I'll never forget the 05, of course, World Series champions, and how they were able to do it, not only during the regular season, their starting pitchers, but, you know, it was the reason they won the World Series, the length that their starting pitchers could go. So I think, is there any one way to do it? No, but I think the one place that baseball errs is that it treats every pitcher the same. So let's say on a roster, there's a pitcher that's number one and a pitcher that's number seven. Well, the pitcher number seven is going to be treated the same way as the guy who's number one. And how that makes any sense to anyone doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, one of their pitchers that they're looking at very closely is Jose Quintana, and not just because of his name still being central in the trade market right now, but the fact that he's going to be pitching in the World Baseball Classic for his native Colombia. And like you say, then he's not going to be under the auspices of Don Cooper. Somebody else is going to be in charge of the workouts and the workload. And the White Sox aren't the only team who's thinking, oh boy, let's just get through this thing. Congratulations. Go good luck with your home country, but just come home in one piece.
Yeah, you know, the WBC is something that I think is not going away, and I think it's nice to see the teams playing against each other. But boy, you're putting out one of your most valuable assets out there, and I can totally understand that. Quintana, who, you know, is probably as good as anyone in all of baseball at being durable. But let's just hope that there's enough eyeballs on this event that people will raise some eyebrows if someone goes above and beyond how they're supposed to treat these young pitchers and these young players.
Yeah, we should look at it like a 12U travel team at a tournament where they start putting in rules about, you know, you can only pitch so many innings in a row, or you maybe put some caps in there to take it out of their hands.
Yeah, I think the only issue you have is that, you know, you got a team like the Dominican, Venezuela, the United States, and some others. They've got so much depth that they really can go to a lot of resources to make sure they keep people healthy. But But, you know, a smaller country like Colombia, you know, one, it's just a great honor to play for your country, but you certainly don't have the numbers to be able to say, you know, Carlos, you're going to pitch in the first round, but not in the second round, and we'll see you again in the third round. They're going to need him the entire time if they're going to go deep.
Ron, you mentioned the Dominican, and over the last couple of years, we've had a rash of deaths on the roadways in the Dominican for young Dominican baseball players who have come to this country to make themselves wealthy and to build a legacy. And I don't know if we cover it more now than we did back when you were playing, but was there this thought that guys going back to their home country maybe being treated differently in terms of their alcohol consumption and driving at the same time, or the roads being a little bit more safe? Was there this issue with guys going back to the Dominican and worrying about, you know, crashing?
You know, it's a great question, and I'm not sure I know what the answer is. I know that it probably is a confluence of a lot of factors. We're talking about young people that have always been honored in their country for playing in the major leagues, but you're also adding a tremendous amount of money that wasn't there maybe 20 years ago. And I think that they're going to have to, hopefully the players that go back to some of their native countries, they're going to have to try to work real hard. To get someone to drive. I know some of the places that they go to can be quite dangerous. I think they've got to make sure that they understand that they're a target, and also understand that they're going to have to take better care of themselves, because part of being someone that the entire island can look up to is someone that not only can do it on the field, but also can do it off the field. And hopefully this will these tragic deaths with Tavares and Ventura at some point will be, I don't know, a wake-up call for all these young players to say, hey, you know, listen, I want to be on this planet for a long time. You hate that something like that had to happen for maybe people to wake up, but hopefully their deaths are not in vain.
Well, I've raised the question that maybe Major League Baseball could bear some responsibility. If you are going to strip mine all of that, all the human resources there on that tiny little island for your disproportionate benefit, maybe at the very least awareness campaigns, or maybe talk to some officials and say, well, where are the most dangerous intersections that maybe need more lights, or maybe need better signage, or maybe there is should be some an emergency trauma facility that should be outfitted better. Maybe MLB could say, all right, no, you've given us a lot, Dominican Republic. We can give back a little, too.
You know, that's a great point, and I think that, you know, you hope the money that was that is sent over there will be used wisely.
Right.
I think another thing we could really do is that we're very concentrated on taking this talent from the islands and developing their baseball ability. Let's start educating these young people as well as developing them so that with education, they'll make some better decisions.
Ron, we appreciate it. We'll be watching on MLB Network and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Guys, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
That is Ron Darling of MLB Network.
All right, when we come back, I want to talk to you about a philosophy that can be easily applied during this time of the year for baseball.
A philosophy. Baseball.
Are you a philosopher? Yes. 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 A little KRS-One. I'm sorry.
My philosophy.
Yeah. So I want to throw some things at you. Brian Kenny was tweeting about it. I started thinking about it, and I'd like to ask every time around this year why we don't do it more.
Okay, I am sufficiently teased.
You're an idiot. My
baseball arousal level is at DEFCON 3. The Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They're the Bulls. They are just wildly inconsistent, and I can't care for them. You don't have to watch the game. Just look at that score, and it tells you all you need to know.
They might be right around 500 when it's all said and done, but it's going to be one of these weird 500 teams because there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670. The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
486. This is the Arroyo Seco Monterey County Chardonnay. Same producer as the Lot 476, 90-point gold medal wine. This is from a producer that is a perennial bestseller. This is your malolactic fermented, buttery, tropical, delicious, the fifth year of their most popular Arroyo Seco Chardonnay. On the nose, you get your classic honeysuckle blossom and butterscotch and ripe mango. High notes with a full-bodied palate, the acidity that runs right through it. This is rich and ripe and lush and perfectly balanced. And if you like the style of, say, Rombauer or Talbot, this is a wine you are absolutely going to love. It is in low stock, and it is $15 a bottle. That's insane. $15 a bottle right now for the Lot 46, and it's going to ship for free, and you get a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. This is a no-brainer. Go to chwine.com. That's chwine.com. Shop for your wine and enter Dan at checkout. Don't wait. The offer is a limited time. This is a low-stock wine. It's a great deal. Go to chwine.com. Make sure you enter Dan.
At the Home Depot, extra long weekends mean extra big savings. Shop now and get up to 35% off appliance special buys, like the Samsung French Door Fridge in fingerprint-resistant black stainless steel. At just $1,498, you save over $800. Shop the best appliance savings of the season. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
This week in music history. What do you mean? Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut. It's like this and like that and like this. Death Row Records like boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997. This week in music history. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lyman was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born. This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London. This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also our video stream at watch670thescore.com as well, brought to you by American Needle. If you're watching on watch670thescore.com, you can see all the hats lined up. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I was asking him about this that's logged for 503.
Well, you can do it at 503 as well, jerk.
Well, I'm just, look, Tanny was making faces, and you know, you were
asking why I mess it up? Faces. I thought it was just like a...
Hey, you can never say it, you know, enough times. Yeah, they're a great sponsor, so we'll do it again in 5 minutes.
Let's go get what Dan doesn't understand. Well, says 503. Do it at 503.
It's the way they phrase
Dan
it.
Dan likes to play stupid.
The video stream's brought to you by
sometimes,
this.
Sometimes he's not playing stupid.
No. It's not... First of all, there's so many things about what's written on here. But I don't know what web broadcast number one means on here. This is like... it's like a menu at a Chinese food place. Like, I don't know. Low main number six, I guess. And then it says enunciate, not enunciate.
American Needle, because too many
people well, already get mad at me for over enunciating. Well, it's not enunciate.
Well, because people say American Eagle or think American Eagle.
American Eagle?
Yeah, because if you don't enunciate.
Enunciate. To enunciate is to announce.
Yeah. I said enunciate.
Right, but this says enunciate.
What do you want from me right now?
It says enunciate American Needle. I am announcing it.
I'm just trying to get back to my kid.
Enunciate means to speak precisely and clearly.
I'm just trying to... That's what I said.
This is going great.
Look, if they tell me to enunciate, I will enunciate. What's your damn philosophy, jerk?
You can kiss my ass on this entire segment. I don't even want to talk to you until 5:03 again. Until you make the beautiful people at American Needle happy.
Oh, we love the people at American Needle.
They sent the baby over a nice little Sox bear.
That's why I enunciate American Needle.
You really are a ball bag. You know that? Like you.
How hard is it to get a word right?
But this is the thing. How hard is it for you not to be that guy?
I don't like working with C students.
Damn it, you're
stuck. Too bad. You're looking at three of them.
I'm about to say, you're stuck.
C's and D's get degrees, my friend.
You're damn right. And get people to their knees.
So, how entertaining the show would be if there was a bunch of A students running this thing?
I don't know who said it to me, but I swear to God, somebody said, oh, so you're doing radio. When are you going to do TV? And I said, I said, I've done TV. I enjoy it every once in a while, but I really like radio.
The same itch.
And the person said to me, he goes, you know the difference? He's like, I've been around the business a long time. He says, the A students are in TV. The C students are all in radio. I'm like, well, okay.
What?
He's talking about the executives.
Well.
He's not talking about the on-air talent. It's all about what you look like anyway. It doesn't matter.
This is you swinging your big friend Wang where it's like, my guys are executives at television.
Hey, Wang.
You don't think Mitch was an A student? Judging by his email?
He was the one being the bag to me. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, then why are you passing it on? You're paying it forward?
Yes.
What's wrong with you? There's nothing worse than a person who understands what is trying to be conveyed and has to do what you just did.
Pass it on.
That's something you should know.
I hate you because all you're going to do is encourage him in this foolishness. That's what you're doing, Tanny.
What are you
going to
do? Be mad until
he
breaks?
No, I'm not being mad, but he's an idiot.
It's just enunciate.
Well, we know this. You knew this before you signed up.
But you can't. Dang, you ain't never lied. Tanny told me years ago, what are you doing? Why are you coming back here? Like, Tanny came to my crib like 3 or 4 years ago. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, you're doing shows from your living room. You're in your basketball shorts. You're making a decent wage. What the hell are you doing coming back? I'm like, no, the Score's my home. I love the Score people. And then days like this happen where for an entire segment, you got to go off on a guy who's trying to earn a dollar. I know who it is. It's our guy, Mark Freshour. That's why I'm saying, like, what are you doing to him? Look, it's the guy with the Abe Lincoln beard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Especially because it's Ash Wednesday. I'm sure you've heard of the
undercarriage.
I'm sure you heard of the enunciation, right?
And you blew it.
You have.
You blew it.
Now the Annunciation of Our Lady, the Annunciation of the Lord, was when the Archangel Gabriel tells Mary that she's going to be the mother of the Son of God. That's the Annunciation. It's what if the Archangel Gabriel actually performed the enunciation instead? Actually just came over and spoke very precisely and clearly to Mary, and then he left. And Mary's like, what was that? What was that all about? And she never knew what was going on, and then she didn't know that she was actually pregnant with the immaculately conceived Son of God. Yeah. And then they tell Gabriel, say, hey, Gabriel, this is God. Did you enunciate or enunciate? Because I think you might have screwed it up. Because you were supposed to kind of announce it, not just sort of say it very, very clearly, and now Mary doesn't know, and you got to go back there. Back to Nazareth with you.
Truly hate every fiber of you right now. Like every drop
so much
of
fun.
You right now. I hate with a passion. Because you don't have to be like this.
I love this so much.
I'm gone.
This is so entertaining.
Call in the writing. I'm done. I'm going to go hang out with my child. This guy is a ball bag, man.
All right, we are going to get to Jason's baseball philosophy on the other side of an update. And I will have an annunciation for you, as it says, 503, because we got to get that right on time here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, The Score's baseball expert Bruce Levine is live on air and online from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox camps.
Maddin's theory is that when hitters are up there, they're confident and they take a lot of pitches, and that's the Cubs' way. White Sox fans will fall in love with the idea of young guys with a lot of talent honing those skills at the major league level.
Bruce Levine, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines. So why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online.